This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Here's something we can talk about that was tweeted my way yesterday, and I said, this is crazy and would never happen, but why not? Someone said, why shouldn't the Redskins offer the Steelers Terrell Pryor for Martavis Bryant?
That's a heartbeat. That's how fast I would do it.
So, there's a lot of ways we could start this conversation. First of all, let's just, in a hypothetical world, pretend like this is a possibility. Of course I would trade Terrell Pryor to the Steelers for Martavis Bryant in a split second.
Do you think it would be more fun to do what wouldn't you trade Terrell Pryor for right now?
That's actually not a bad segment either. Martavis Bryant, I'm not a supporter of the way he's acted. He's on a good team that is winning games, and he is being a malcontent silly goose when there's production as position. Antonio Brown's the best wide receiver in football. He plays the same spot as you. A Juju Smith-Schuster? Am I botching that?
No, that's it.
USC product? Old Juju who had his bike stolen? Team Juju online?
Got a little bit of upside. 20 years old.
20 years old. Youngest player in the NFL. He can play. He catches a touchdown every other week. He plays your position. That's a good wide receiver group that the Pittsburgh Steelers have. Kevin Colbert, their GM, does a great job drafting and developing wide receivers. Has for years. One of the things he's known for around the league. Get in line, dude. So I don't like the way Martavis Bryant's handled himself. I don't like that he got suspended for a full year last year. There's more baggage than you can fit in the overhead compartment. But he can play wide receiver. So yes, I would trade Terrell Pryor for him. Here's the problem, though. He was supposed to be a free agent at the end of this year. I looked this up today. Because of the one-year suspension that he served for the drug suspension issue that he had,
right,
he's no longer a free agent at year's end. There is one more year on his deal now, and he won't be a free agent until after next season. The Steelers are not going to trade a year and a half of Martavis Bryant.
For whatever Terrell Pryor gives.
For a handful of games of Terrell Pryor. That's just not going to happen. So it's not plausible or realistic, and it shouldn't even really be discussed. But that doesn't mean that I wouldn't do it, for the record. It just takes two to tango.
Yeah, forget about contracts for a second, right? Because that obviously complicates things. Years and length and whatever else. I wouldn't have any hesitation of, because here's what I got. One has upside, the other's Terrell Pryor. One has a chance to be.
Don't say that.
I'm saying it. One has upside. One could be a brilliant deep threat that could open up your offense.
You're talking about Terrell Pryor.
The other guy cannot go over the middle of the field and catch a pass.
Danny.
One guy could take the top off the defense, and when the ball's thrown to him, not know that it's coming to him on the first play of the season that you had 6 months to draw up and figure
Danny,
out.
Danny, you're being so foolish.
This is just me being calmly correct.
Let me ask you a question.
Look at my straight face.
I'm looking at you.
See what I'm doing? This is my serious face. One guy has a chance to be a star who's a malcontent with a bad attitude. The other guy gets angry when you say, hey, are you still working on something? Are you still developing? And then drops two passes a game.
Okay.
One guy I would like to see in a Redskins uniform. The other guy, I can't wait till his time is up.
Okay. Terrell Pryor has potential. You cannot say he does not.
He has the potential to make me furious every week.
Understood.
His potential will not be realized here. It's over. I wish him well.
He is huge. He is fast. Mm-hmm. He is raw. He could turn into a really good receiver. And, oh, by the way, was a 1,000-yard player in the NFL.
Let me know when that good receiver thing happens.
I'm not saying it's going to. I'm agreeing with every word you said, by the way. You can't even be the president of the disliking Terrell Pryor fan club. Because I ran and won re-election already.
But I was the one who was betrayed because I fell in love with the off-season workout videos. I've been betrayed.
But Danny.
Yes?
You cannot say he doesn't have upside. That's just irresponsible.
Well, let me rephrase.
He has all the upside.
Let me rephrase then.
That's literally all he has is upside.
He has impossible to reach upside. He has unrealistic upside that we'll run out of time on this earth before he achieves it, before he gets there. It's cute to have upside. I suppose a lot of people do. The chasm between upside and reality for him is bigger than any person that's ever walked on this planet.
He had more catches last year and more yards last year than Martavis Bryant has had in any of his seasons.
Totally true.
I'm with you that I would make the trade in a second, but to say he's got zero upside, that's ballsy there.
He's got zero reachable upside. How about that? It ain't happening here. I'll tell you that. The stunning turnaround is going to start here in a couple weeks.
Well, remember, he said before the Oakland game he's going to have a great rest of the year, and it starts now.
Oh, he did say that?
Maybe he meant it starts now as of 3 weeks from now.
Starts meow.
It's like a Sex Panther thing. Like 3 weeks from when I say now, every time is now.
Well, I got to change my tune then. Wait, he did say that he's going to have a great rest of the season?
Remember that? Right before the Raiders game.
Well, let me throw all my evidence out the window then. Let me go look at the game log because I'm sure he's had great games.
Just give him time.
Since then. Yeah, we're several games
in. By the way, I was wrong too. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I wasn't. I thought he was going to be good. Now, I was a little bit skeptical.
You know what? I got to eat my words here. It was before the Oakland game you said that, right?
Yeah.
Two catches, 19 yards. You don't just show up and do that, okay?
Good point.
You don't just show up and put two catches for 19 yards on film and basically shove it in the faces of guys like you and me, our fat faces that wish we had pizza.
How stupid did we look having to come on the air?
The most.
And eat all that crow the day after that Raiders game when he went 2-for-19. How dumb did we look?
What did we look dumber? Be honest. The 2-for-19 game against Philly or the 2-for-19 game against Oakland or the 2-for-14 game against Philly or 3-for-23 against San Francisco? Where do we look the dumbest?
The 3-for-23 against San Francisco made us look like childish fools. We looked like such football knowledgeless idiots. Remember when he told Dan Steinberg to his face in the locker room, "You don't know about football when you ask me questions like that"? He should have called in and said, "Now what? Still got something to say? I went 3-for-20. Was it 3-for-23?
3-for-23.
I went 3-for-23 in a win yesterday.
Yeah,
you
we beat
idiots.
San Francisco by 2. They're 0 for the season, son.
I got targeted on 2 stop routes on the sideline. Turnaround hitches. I almost caught a ball on an in-breaking route until I dropped it because I got hit, you idiots.
Remember the time I caught a pass between the numbers this year?
We looked like fools.
Dummies.
Chad Dukes versus the world at 2 o'clock. I will be listening. You should be as well. Barry Sverluga is going to join Chad today. Sverlugs is probably the most important voice on the Washington Nationals in town. So I'm curious to see what he says about Joe Girardi. So make sure you listen to that.
For GP, for Brennan, for Thom, Danny, CDVTW is up next. A pitch-by-pitch breakdown of the World Series game last night, the extra
it's
inning
epic. It's Baseball
Thursday
tonight?
It's Baseball Thursday.
And Dukes told us to tell you guys to make sure if you had baseball questions, call in and he'll stop whatever he's doing to answer them.
So he will have other topics.
It's
plenty
open
of things going
line
on.
Friday if it's about baseball.
Open line baseball calls, no matter how minute. Call about that.
Specifically, he wants to talk about the draft where they took Carlos Correa over Byron Buxton and the ripple effects it sent in both the American League's West and Central.
There's been a reshuffling of power, and everybody knows it. And Chad has it covered. 4.5 hours today, nothing but baseball, wall to wall. CDVTW next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.